Okay, good Erev Shabbos, everybody. It was not hard to find a mitzvah in this week's parsha that has Aseres Hadibros, has Kriya Shema, has a whole bunch of things. So I decided on Kriya Shema because it turns out that it's one of these classic mitzvahs that we know because we do it twice a day. And in our minds, I think in a random poll, like what are the most important mitzvahs in the Torah, I think Kriya Shema would rank pretty high. I wonder, as an aside, whether that's like Holocaust related. In our time, you know, everyone knows the stories and people went to their desks, they said Shema. I'm not sure where that comes from, but obviously Kriya Shema is pretty foundational and fundamental to who we are in our religion. And I thought to talk about what is the mitzvah of Kriya Shema, meaning everybody here could say the mitzvah of Kriya Shema is to read these three parshios every morning and every evening. Okay, but what? Why? What are we supposed to get out of it? What makes it so unique? So I want to touch on, I think, 5 points, and each of them is interesting. The first is, you'd be surprised to find out that for a mitzvah that we're so sure is critical and foundational to our religion, there's a major machlokes whether it's a mitzvah d'oraisa or only d'rabbana. Now you'll say, how could it be a machlokes? It's in the Torah. Maybe. We'll see. The second is, you know, what's its essence? I think most of us would say correctly, but only partially correctly, you know, Kriya Shema is Kabbalat Ol Malchut Shamay, Yichud Hashem, right? Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. There is one and only one God, and there's a certain truth to that, but that too may not cover the spectrum of what Kriya Shema really is. Along the way, we're going to bump into a really foundational halacha that comes up a lot, but particularly in Kriya Shema, and that's kavana b'mitzvos. Can you be yotzei a mitzvah without kavana? Or do you need kavana? That myth, that machlokas comes up in many, many places, but it is centered in the mitzvah of Kriya Shema. We then want to turn to the discussion of what else Kriya Shema may represent. It may represent, surprisingly, a kiyum in Talmud Torah. And finally, a simple question, the Rambam counts Kriya Shema as one mitzvah, saying Kriya Shema morning and night. But the Ramban will attack him and point out, hey, they seem like two separate mitzvahs to me, right? If you say Kriya Shema in the morning and you don't say it at night, you got a mitzvah of saying Kriya Shema in the morning. They're not ma'akev zeh zeh. They each have their own separate times. Isn't that a classic mitzvah that's really two separate mitzvahs? Okay, all of these as we take our journey through the mitzvah of Kriya Shema. Let's start, as we should, with the psukim. Okay? So this week's parsha, we have the first parsha, right? Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Not going to focus so much on this, but probably the agreed upon reading is Shema Yisrael, right? We're announcing our fellows, Hashem Elokeinu, the God who is our God, is Hashem Echad, is unique. Very important. He's not one, because as the Rambam points out, one implies that there are others, right? It's a number. So the word Echad can't mean one, even if it was intended to mean, you know, the most important of the group. No, Echad here has to be translated as unique. And then our mitzvah, the next mitzvah, v'ahavta at Hashem Elokecha b'chol levavcha b'chol nafshecha b'chol modecha, the mitzvah to love God, v'hayu ha-divarim ha'eila asher anochi mitzavecha hayom al levavecha. We're supposed to internalize that which God is commanding us. And then surprisingly comes the source for our mitzvah. V'shinantam levanecha v'dibarta bam. You're supposed to speak about it, with it, through it, when? All times. B'shiftecha b'veitecha v'lechecha v'adech, when you're sitting at home, when you're walking. U'v'shach b'cha u'v'kumecha. And when you go to sleep, and you wake up in the morning, right? Those are the times of Kriya Shema. We'll discuss more in a second. And then finally, Ukshatam La'ot Al Yadecha, the parshas of Kriya Shema, more or less, should be inserted into your tefillin. Vayula Totafot Be'inecha. So they're both on your arm and on your head. Uchtaf Tamam Mezuzot Be'techa Uvisharecha, and in your mezuzos that are on your, you know, that are on the doors to your homes. Okay? Those are the psukim. Now let's ask, what's the mitzvah? So the Rambam counts it in his Sefer HaMitzvos, thus giving away that the Rambam believes that Kriya Shema is Doraisa. And the Rambam says as follows. He says a lot, but just the two lines I quoted here. Source number two, V'hamitzvah ha'asirit, it's number 10. He shetzivanu likro Kriyat Shema b'chol yom arvit v'shacharit. So mitzvah to say Shema every morning, I'm sorry, every evening and every morning. Again, the pasuk we quoted. If I asked you, what's the source for the mitzvah of Kriya Shema, most people think would say, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. But the answer is no. The source is, V'dibarta bam b'shivtecha b'veitecha uvelech tvadechu v'shach b'cha uvekumecha. When you go to sleep and when you wake up. Now is be as good a time as any to point out the very, very unfortunate limud which impacts our lives. When is this man of Kriya Shema shel arvis? B'shach b'cha. How long do you have? So the answer, the drasha is b'shach b'cha, b'shat shchiva. Any time that you're lying down. Therefore, l'maisa, you can say Kriya Shema all night long. I would have argued then, if it was up to me, I would have fixed this problem. Uvikumecha should mean the same thing. You could say Kriya Shema all day long, so long as you're upright. But that's not the drasha. The drasha is b'shach b'cha, is a status, when you're, the time that people sleep, but b'kumecha is a verb, the time that people get up. And the halacha was clear that getting up means getting up in the morning. And therefore, sov zman Kriya Shema is 3 hours, three shows zmanios into the day, where it could have been, if we were lucky, that sov zman Kriya Shema would be all day long, parallel to the night, but it's not. So again, you can say Kriya Shema all night long, although we think Zrizin Makdim and the Mitzvos, and you should do it as early as you can after the Zman. But during the day, Uvikumecha basically is the first 3 hours when we think, you know, in Chazal's time, the people who slept latest were kings. And the Gemara says, even the king gets up by the end of the third hour. Okay. So again, in the Rambam, it's pretty clear. Not exactly what you say, but it's clear there's a mitzvah to say Kriyat Shema morning and night, and the source is V'dibar Tabam. Here's the Gemara that most of us will find surprising. Source number three. Gemara says as follows. Amar Rav Yehuda, it's the Gemara in Brachos, Chaf Aleph Amud Aleph, Amar Rav Yehuda, Safek Kara Kriyat Shema, Safek Lo Kara. You can't remember if you said Kriyat Shema. Do you have to repeat? Says Rabbi Yehuda, Eino Choser V'Kore, you do not have to go back. Why? You don't have to go back. Why not? We'll see in a second. Safek Amar, Emes V'Yatziv, Safek Lo Amar. Strange. You don't remember, not if you said Kriya Shema, you don't remember if you said Emes V'Yatziv, right? The part after Kriya Shema. There Rabbi Yehuda says, Choser V'Omer Emes V'Yatziv. You have to repeat. How could that be? My timer. Answers the Gemara, Kriya Shema D'Rabbanan. Emes v'yatziv d'oraisa. Shocking. The Gemara says saying Shema is only drabanan, so presumably safek brachos lahakel or sfeka drabanan lekula. But emes v'yatziv, that's going to be the mitzvah d'oraisa of zechiras yitzias mitzrayim, and that's going to have there if you have a safek sfeka d'oraisa lechumra, and you have to repeat. Okay. Masiv Rav Yosef, the Gemara continues, Uveshach b'cha uvekumecha, Amale Abaye, Hahu b'divrei Torah. We'll come back to those words. Abaye says, when the Pasuk says, Uveshach b'cha uvekumecha, right, there's obviously a question, Rabbi Yehuda. How could you say, Rabbi Yehuda, that Kriya Shema is only drabanan? Doesn't the Pasuk say, Uveshach b'cha uvekumecha? So Abaye says, no, the reference to Vishakha Vukumecha is about Talmud Torah, not necessarily about Kriya Shema. Okay, we'll come back to that. Here's the sheet that we want. Rabbi Leza Omer, Safek Kar Kriya Shema, Safek Lo Kara, Chozer Vikore Kriya Shema. You have to repeat Kriya Shema. Safek Yispal, Safek Lo Yispal. If you can't remember whether you davened, Eino Chozer Umit Palel. Why not? Presumably the same reasoning. You have to repeat if you have a suffix about Kriya Shema. Why? Because Kriya Shema is Doreisa. You don't have to repeat Mincha if you have a suffix, whether you said Mincha or not. Why not? Because Mincha, as a tefillah, is only Drabanan. And a famous sheet of Rabbi Yochanan who says, Ulevai sheyit palel adam kalayom kulo. If you have a suffix, whether you daven, Rabbi Yochanan thinks you should repeat davening, not because it's Doreisa, not because it's the halacha, but because what could be better than davening? Daven as much as you can. There's a thing called tefillas nedava, so there should be no holding you back from davening. Okay, but the essence of this gemara, what we wanted was this machlokes. There's a machlokes about whether kriya shema is drabanan or d'oraisa. How could that possibly be? Right? How could we not have known? How could it be that there's the Gemara that thinks that Kriya Shema is Drabana? It seems hard to understand. Turns out it's a major machlokas harishona. Okay, let's look first at the Rambam, because the Rambam matters, and everybody quotes the Rambam. There's a bunch of interesting things here. The Rambam at the beginning of Hilchos Kriya Shema says as follows, Pa'amayim b'chol yom korin Kriya Shema ba'erev uvaboker. There is a mitzvah to read Kriya Shema twice a day. Shenema uvishach b'chol v'kumecha, b'sha'a shederech b'nei adam shochvin v'zehu laila, the time that people sleep, that's night, u'b'sha'a shederech b'nei adam omdim v'zehu yom. And at the time that people get up, and he says that's yom, but we know it's not yom, it's boker, it's the morning. Then the Rambam tells us, okay, there's a mitzvah d'oraisa to read Kriya Shema twice a day. What is it? Halacha bet. Umahu korei. What should he read? Shlosha parshiot eluhein. There are three parshiot that are the definition of Kriyat Shema. What are they? Shema, the first pasuk. Vehayaim shamoa. And vayomer. Okay, three parshiot. Shema presumably includes v'ahavta. Then the parsha vehayaim shamoa. Then the parsha vayomer. What's the order? So the Rambam says, and he gives away some of the magic behind Kriya Shema when he says so. He says, "Umakdimim likrot parsha Shema mipnei sheyesh ba yichud Hashem ve'ahavato v'talmudo shehu ha'ikar ha'gadol she'akol talui bo." Says the Rambam, the first one you read is Shema, right? Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad is yichud Hashem. That's our statement, not just that we believe in God, but the God who we believe in is unique, is indivisible, is not part of any other group. Next thing, we have a mitzvah to love that God. Okay, that's the mitzvah of loving God. What comes next? V'hayu ha-divarim ha-eila asher anochi mitzavecha hayom al levavecha v'shinantam levanecha v'dibar tavam, says the Rambam, that's Talmud Torah. So you have uniqueness of God, love of God, learning his Torah. Shehu ha-ikar ha-gadol she'akol talui bo. The Rambam says that's the foundation of our religion. Once you accept the uniqueness of God and you accept his Torah, and you accept the fact that we're supposed to love him, va'acharea, then comes v'hayayim shamoa, sheyesh bat tzivuy al zichirat shar kol ha-mitzvot. Right, what's v'hayayim shamoa? Well, if you keep the Torah, v'natati metar artzechem bi'ito yorel malkosh, and if you don't, God will withhold rain, will withhold rain. So what's going on? The first parsha is acceptance of God. The second parsha is acceptance of, presumably, schar v'onesh, right? God will reward me if I keep his mitzvos. God will punish me if I don't. That's Kabbalat Ol Mitzvot as opposed to Kabbalat Ol Malchut Shamayim. And then you have the third paragraph. Va'achar kach parshat tzitzit shegam hi yesh bat tzivui zechirat kol ha-mitzvot. The third parsha, some people think the focus of the third parsha is Yitzias Mitzrayim. The Ramamir seems to point out that the focus of the third parsha is tzitzis. And when you focus on tzitzis, you remind yourself of all of the mitzvot. Okay? So right now, if you ask me, what's the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema, I would say it's reading three particular parshios that include within them foundations of our religion. That's the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema. Okay? Last halacha that we're going to read in the Rambam, halacha Gimel. Says the Rambam, Afal pi she'ein mitzvat tzitzit noheget balayla. The Rambam points out that we're not really chayv mitzadad into where tzitzis at night. Nevertheless, korino ta balayla, we still read the third parsha of Kriyat Shema at night. Why? Mipnei sheyesh ba zikaron yitziat Mitzrayim. Because within the parsha of Vayom Hashem Moshe Leimor, has uzchartem et vaasitem osam velot tzurach redo chashayetem osam leman tiz keruva asitem et kol mitzvotai vihi yitem kudoshim loichem ani Hashem Elokechem asher utzeiti etchem me'eretz Mitzrayim, right? So the Rambam says, even if you're not wearing tzitzis, zichiras yitzias Mitzrayim is pretty important. We have to remember it morning and night. And then the Rambam ends with a line that you wouldn't think is so controversial, but turns out to be. Ukriyat shalosh parshiot elu al seder zeh, hi hanikret kriyat shma. Says the Rambam, these three parshiot together constitute the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema. And it turns out this is a major machlokas. How many of the parshios do you have to read in order to be mekayim the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema? So you would think here that the Rambam just gave away his position. You have to read all three parshios to be yotzei the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema. To me, that's the simple reading. Nevertheless, a lot of Rishonim reject this. They say the Rambam is defining Kriyat Shema for all halachic purposes. It's true. When I say Kriyat Shema, the Rambam is saying, I mean all three parshios. But many, many Rishonim think just the first pasuk. I'll tell you when this comes up. If you're going to make early Shabbos tonight, so you have to repeat Kriyat Shema. So the accepted position seems to be that you should repeat all three parshios, especially since we hold their Kriyat Shema is d'oraisa. And therefore, let's say all three parshios. But every shita is represented in Rishonim. Just the first pasuk with V'ahavta, just the first pasuk with V'ahavta and Vayomer, or all three parshios. In fact, the Minchas Chinuch, I could have quoted all the shitas. Minchas Chinuch says in source number 5, V'yesh harbe shitot b'zeh. There are many, many shitos in terms of what constitutes Kriyat Shema. Some people say just the first parsha. Some say the first two. Some say just the parsha of Shema Yisrael. He quotes the Shita, which we mentioned already. It's a Shita of Tosfos that says, no, I think all of Kriyat Shema is Drabanan. V'das harbe after sovereign Kriyat Shema Drabanan. Now the Minchas Chinuch makes a point that I want to come back to later. He says, according to many, even those who say that Kriyat Shema is Drabanan, hainu, that just means de parshios elu heim midrabanan. All that means is that these three particular parshios, their recitation is Drabanan. Aval min haTorah tzarich likrot eze parsha baboker uba erev v'yotzin. The Menchas Chinuch raises a shita that's raised by others that everybody thinks that Kriyat Shema is doraisa. It's the definition of Kriyat Shema that's subject to a machlokes. We think the pasuk tells us you're supposed to read these three parshios, but says the Menchas Chinuch, other people say, no, you can read any parsha you want. The mitzvah min haTorah is to say something in the morning and to say something at night. What you say in the morning and what you say at night is up to you. V'yotzin, rak t'chazal tiknu parshios elu ayein barishonim. Okay? A very, very strange shita that we'll have to come back to. But again, the Minchas Chinuch claims amongst the range of shitos in terms of Kriya Shema, don't believe that anybody says it's Drabana. It's not. What they're saying is the three parshios that we know of as Kriya Shema, that's Drabana. Min haTorah, you have a mitzvah to say something in the morning, a mitzvah to say something at night. Midrabanan, we say that the things you should say are the three parshios that we know as Kriyat Shema. But if you wanted to read something else, according to these Rishonim, you would still be Yotze. Okay? That is a fascinating shita. And we'll have to come back to it in terms of our trying to figure out what is the essence of the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema. But so far, what we've seen is the following. Almost everybody thinks Kriya Shema is Doraisa. The Rambam thinks the definition of Kriya Shema is all three parshios. Again, that's a major machlokas halacha l'maisa. Let's say tonight you made early Shabbos. Let's just talk this through for a second. And it brings in other halachic issues that I think are interesting. So some people say, oh, you only have to say the pasuk of Shema. You only have to say V'hayim Shamoa. L'maisa, there's no reason not to be machmir. The only reason we have sometimes not to be machmer, you have a question about whether you said Shmona Esrei already. What's the problem? The problem is Shmona Esrei has a whole bunch of brachos. And that runs into a potential problem of bracha levatala, right? We like to think that the decision of being machmer or being mekel is always obvious. But it's not always obvious. Because let's say you can't remember whether you made a bracha rishona. You're in the middle of eating your piece of cake and you got, I can't remember if I made a mezonos or not. So say, well, I'm a frum guy. I'm going to be machmir. I'll make another bracha. That's not a chumrah. Because potentially a bracha levatala or a bracha she'ena tzricha, an unnecessary bracha, is an iser. You're not allowed to say a bracha for no reason. But in the case of Kriya Shema, there's no downside. There's no downside to saying Kriya Shema twice at night or twice in the morning. If it's a mitzvah d'oraisa and you want to make sure that you did it right, then the answer is on Friday night, if you made early Shabbos, when you finish your meal, you say all three parshios. Or a thing that comes up for people who daven vatikin, Rav Lichtenstein mentioned this a few times. There are shitos that say that you're not supposed to, you can't be Yotzei Kriya Shema, Rabbeinu Tam holds, you can't be Yotzei Kriya Shema before the Nates. When you daven Vatikin, that's when you say Kriya Shema. You say Kriya Shema right before the sun rises, then the sun rises and you say Shemona Esrei. So he thought, after you finish davening, you should say Shema again. It's a suffix d'oraisa. There's no downside, right? If you say Kriya Shema for no reason, you certainly got a mitzvah of Talmud Torah. Kriya Shema is in the Torah. So there, it's easy to be machmir, and there's no reason not to. So any time, for example, even if you daven, you know, Maariv on Sunday night in shul, and you daven mincha before shkia, and you daven Maariv after shkia, you have to repeat Shmona, you have to repeat Kriya Shema, because it wasn't yet seis. And what people need to do is repeat Kriya Shema. You could do it in two types of ways. You could get home and say Kriya Shema half an hour later, or when you go to sleep, instead of just saying Shema and V'ahavta and Kriya Shema Shalamita, say all three parshios, and you'll be Yotze that way.
Ellie?
Yes, Henry.
It seems that this seems to be the most important tefillah, because it includes the recognition of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it has the deraisa, yet it sort of like takes the second place in all our tefillah, because the focus of Vasikin and everything is Shemoneh Esrei, and everything else is secondary.
You're right. It's an unfortunate thing because it's the downside of the fact that Chazal chose to put Kriya Shema in davening. Right? It could have been separate from davening. There's a mitzvah d'oraisa to say Kriya Shema. It's unrelated. What Chazal do all the time is they want to expand on it. Chazal say, well, why should we just say Kriya Shema? Henry just pointed out how important it is and these significant themes around it. Let's build the tefillah around it, right? Let's make three brachos in Kriya Shema in the morning that relate, by the way, directly to the themes of Kriya Shema, right? Hameir La'aretz V'la'adonai L'barachamim is all about the uniqueness of God. It's pointing out that God is one God who makes the sun rise in the morning and makes it dark at night, right? Early Ovdei Avodah Zarah thought there were different gods, one God for the day, one God for the night. That's the first bracha of Kriya Shema. The second bracha is Ahavat Olam. Ahavat Olam is all about God loving us in response to the second theme of Kriya Shema, is us loving God. And then the bracha after Kriya Shema of Goal Yisrael is relating to Yitzias Mitzrayim. So Chazal took Kriya Shema, built brachos around it. That's a beautiful thing. The downside, as Henry points out, is that people think that the most important part of davening is Shmona Esrei. And everybody's right about that, because Kriya Shema is not really davening. Kriya Shema is a standalone mitzvah d'oraisa that we folded into davening. But you're right, Henry, that's a risk. Now, again, the Vatican thing is, you know, it's a chumrah. Almost everybody holds you can be yotzei Kriya Shema once it's light outside. And everybody who davens Vatikin knows that it's light outside before the sun comes up. Okay, there's a chumrah that Rav Lichtenstein believed in based on Shita Rabbeinu Tam. But the fact of the matter is we're not really davening at the wrong time according to almost every Shita. And the Gemara talks beautifully about the value of davening Vatikin. So that's how most people who daven Vatikin, that's what they rely on. Okay. Now, let's move on. And let's ask the second question we want to ask, which is, what is the essence of the mitzvah of Kriya Shema? So here you have a beautiful Sefer Achinuch in source number 6. He says, "Shenitztavinu likrot b'chol yom arvit v'shachrit pasuk yachad min ha-torah shebeseder zeh. V'zehu shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad." So the first thing you get in the Chinuch is he disagrees with the Rambam. He thinks the mitzvah d'oraisa of Shema is one pasuk, 6 words. Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. That's the mitzvah. Bala pasuk hazeh ne'amar, v'dibarta bam b'shivtcha v'esach l'shavcha v'kumecha. Right? We're supposed to think about this pasuk. We're supposed to say it morning and night. Uba ha'perush al zeh, this we saw in the Rambam. When do you do it? B'sha'a shebnei adam shochvim, u'b'sha'a shebnei adam kamim. Okay, we discussed all that. That's just the times. Now that we know what the mitzvah is for the chinuch, it's just the first pasuk, has to be said morning and night. Misharshah mitzvah, second paragraph. What's the rationale? Says the chinuch, Sherotza Hashem lizakot amo. Sheyikablu alehem malchuto v'yichudo b'chol yom v'layla kol hayamim sheim chayim. Says the Chinuch, God wanted to merit, wanted us to have merit, right? What's the merit? God wants us every night and every morning to acknowledge him, to accept his kingship upon us, and to accept his kingship upon us as a unique entity. Okay, unlike anything else or anyone else or any other power. Why is this necessary? So now the Chinuch just says beautifully, as he often does, Ki bihiyot adam ba'al chomer nifte achar hevlei ha'olam, since we are physical beings with physical desires for everything that exists in the world, v'nimshach l'tavotav, and not only do we have desires, but we often chase our desires. Sarich al kol panim zichron timidi b'malchut shamayim l'shamro min hachet. Says the Chinuch, God wants us to remind ourselves of his existence for our benefit. What's our benefit? Well, if we took Kriya Shema seriously, if every night and every morning we took seriously the fact that there is a God and that God knows us and watches us and sees us and all the things we know about God, it's got to help. It's got to help us stay on the straight and the narrow, right? Who could sin if he just said Shema? Al Kain, he says, Hayam mechazdo lezakotenu, It was God's righteousness to merit us, v'tzivanu lezachro. Right? What a wonderful thought. Says the Chinuch, the essence of Kriya Shema is what we were all brought up to think. Kabbalas ol malchut shamayim, yichud Hashem, the acceptance upon ourselves of the yoke of heaven. Why does God need this? Says the Chinuch, God doesn't need it. We need it. If we do this morning and night, we'll be better people. We'll be more religious people. We'll remind ourselves of the fact that God exists and that we worship him. Okay? Al kein hayam echazdo lezakotenu v'tzivanu, bottom line, lezachro, shnei ha'itim ha'ela, these two times, bekeva, every day, u'bekavana gimura. Now the Chinuch hints towards a really big issue, and that's the issue of kavana. Says the Chinuch, you have to do this bekavana gimura, with absolute intention. What does this mean? What does it mean that you have to do, you know, you have to be mekabel ol malchut shamayim with absolute intention? So let's take a step back and look at, we'll spend a few minutes doing this because it's interesting and it matters, the whole machlokas of whether mitzvos tzrichos kavana or not. What's the machlokas? So first of all, you look in Shulchan Aruch, the home base for this discussion is Siman Samach, which is smack dab in the middle of Hilchos Kriya Shema. There are two se'ifim that we're going to look at in Siman Samach. First, Sif Dalet, and it's a strange one, but it's maybe one of the most famous ones. Says the Mechaber, Yesh Omrim She'ein Mitzvot Tzrichot Kavana. Some people say mitzvot do not need particular intention. You just do them. V'yesh Omrim She'tzrichot Kavana. And some say no. Mitzvahs absolutely need intention. Latseipa asiyat ota mitzvah. You have to have kavana to be yotze a mitzvah, v'chein halacha. And that's the halacha. Uh-oh. Does that mean that every time we do an action, we do a mitzvah, and we don't have kavana that we weren't yotze? So it turns out that's a complicated issue and a big discussion. Let's look at the Mishnah Berurah in source number 8, see if we can't sort this out. Says the Mishnah Berurah, V'chein halacha, kasav ha-magin Avram, b'shem ha-radvaz, d'zedavka b'mitzvah d'oraisa, aval b'mitzvah d'rabbanan, ein tzarich kavana. So the good news is, the Magen Avram, who we paskin like on this issue, says, yes, the Mechaber says mitzvahs need kavana. But don't worry, that's only mitzvahs d'oraisa. Mitzvahs d'rabbanan are on a lower level, they don't need kavana. Okay, so great. So if you went to hear the Megillah on Purim, if you lit the Chanukah menorah on Chanukah and you didn't have kavana, you'd be yotze. But still, what happens to us normally? So let's read on. Vida, second line where the cursor is. Dikas of Amagin Avram Lekaman B'simun Tav Peites Sivkat Anches. Even though, as we just saw, the Shulchan Aruch Paskins mitzvot strichos kavana, v'imkein heicha shelo kivein b'pam rishona tzarich lachzor v'lasot ha-mitzvah. Uh-oh, I put on my tefillin this morning, but I didn't have kavana. Doesn't that mean I have to put it on again now? So first he says, yes and no. Yes, but afa pikein lo yivarech od aleha, shele inyan bracha, sarich lachush leda taye shomrim, she'ein sarich kavana, va'ayin v'bir alacha. This is what we mentioned before. You might say to yourself, okay, I don't remember if I had kavana when I put on tefillin this morning, so I want to be from, I'm going to put on tefillin now. So the first thing the Magen Avraham says is, wait, don't make a bracha. Because remember we mentioned before? Safek brachos lahakel. You can't just make brachas unless you're certain that you're supposed to make a bracha. So the first thing he says is, you know what? If you don't know that you had kavana this morning when you put on tefillin, put them on again now, but without a bracha. Next. Vida'od. Dikasav achaye adem michlal samaches. Another kula coming up. when did they require you to go back and re-perform the mitzvah? Hainu b'makom sheyesh litlo cha'asiyah harishana lo hayta l'shem mitzvah. That's only in a case where it's possible that when you did the mitzvah the first time, it wasn't for a mitzvah. Kigon bitkia. You picked up a shofar. Shehaya lehitlamei. You wanted to learn how to blow shofar. So you blew shofar on Rosh Hashanah. But maybe you didn't do it because it's a mitzvah. O bikriyashma. Or you were learning Parshas HaShavua. It happens to be it's Parshas Vo'aschanan. And the Parsha of Shema is in the Parsha. So you're reading the Psukim. Shehaysa derech limudo. So yes, I read Shema today, but I didn't read it for the purpose of a mitzvah. So he says in those cases, halacha lemaisa, you have to repeat the mitzvah. Aval, im kore kriyat Shema kiderech shanu korim b'seder tefillah. But if you went to shul this morning and you read Shema as part of davening from a siddur, or you know, as part of davening, v'chein, sha'achal matzah, you're sitting at the seder and you ate matzah. O taka v'not, or you blew shofar and shul on Rosh Hashanah, v'natal lulav, took a lulav on Sukkos. Afal pisha lo kivein latzei yatsa. Says the Chaya Adam, as quoted here in the Mishnah Bura, in those cases, even if you didn't have specific kavana, you're still yotze. Why? Sharei mishum ze oseh kidei latzei. Afal pi sheino mechavein. Why'd you put on tefillin this morning? Obviously, you did it because it's a commandment. So yes, you should have said hinani mukhrim zum. You should have had all kinds of holy kavanos when you put on your tefillin. But he said there's no other reason that you would have put on your tefillin. There's no other reason why you would have eaten matzah at the seder, right? In the context of doing obligations, he says that's enough. Essentially, he's rereading the Mechaber. The Mechaber says, yes, mitzvos trichos kavana. But the Chai Adam is explaining what the Mechaber means is you're doing it because you're commanded to do it. And even if we have no kavana, generally speaking, you know, we're doing it on purpose, right? When you go to shul on Rosh Hashanah and they blow shofar, you're vaguely aware of the fact that this is a mitzvah and that's why you're in shul. When you sit in a sukkah, you're aware of the fact that that's why you're doing it. So it's true, you didn't have specific kavana. You didn't say to yourself, you know, I'm doing this because God commanded me. But says the Chaya Adam, for what other purpose would you be doing it? So that's really good news for us. It means, you know, even if we didn't have kavana, we still had kavana.
And we,
with one second, let me just finish this. One second. Right? If the facts around your action make it clear that you're doing it because it's a mitzvah, afal pisha lo kivein b'feirush yatsa. Aval bistama bevadai lo yatsa. But without the proofs around it, then without kavana, you wouldn't be yotze. V'chol ze le'inim b'dievel, aval l'chadchila vadai tzorich li'zaher l'chavein. Kodem kol mitzvah, let's say gidei chovat ha-mitzvah. He says, this is b'dievet. Obviously, l'chatchila, before you put on tefillin in the morning, you want to think to yourself, I'm putting on tefillin because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants me to, right? Like every other mitzvah. But b'dievet, he finds a way to save the rest of us by saying, even if you didn't have specific kavana, if the facts are clear that the reason you're doing it is because it's a mitzvah, if somebody said to you, hey, why are you sitting in a sukkah? So maybe you don't know fancy lamdus about basukoto shavti at b'nei Yisrael b'hotzi otam eretz Yisrael, but you know there's a mitzvah to sit in a sukkah. That's why you're doing it. Yes, Rabbi Silverberg.
Okay, the question then becomes to the Chaya Adam, and you can sort of divide the examples he gives. Matzah and tefillin, okay, you're doing it. You may not have kavana, but it's doing it. But a rule of, hey, I have it in this corner today, and it's Sukkot, but I need something else in that corner, and I'm moving the rule of. I mean,
you're right. That's problematic. And in that case, I would tell you, if you moved your lulav, okay, so now pick it up. Don't make a bracha. and have kavana. But I want to get to something else because we're covering only one type of kavana here. And now I want to make an essential point that goes to the essence of Kriya Shema and to the essence of kavana. And that's as follows. With respect to actions, everything we read till now makes sense. Okay, if I pick up a lulav, presumably, and if I wave it front, back, side, that, you know, it's pretty obvious. I don't understand anything, but I'm doing it because it's a mitzvah. But what about when the Maisa HaMitzvah is not the Kiyum HaMitzvah? So, for example, if we accept the position of the Sefer HaChinuch, that the mitzvah of Kriya Shema is accepting the yoke of heaven. The mitzvah of Kriya Shema is acknowledging that God exists and we have a relationship with him. If you say the words Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokim Hashem Echad and you don't know what they mean, or God forbid what happens to many of us, you just say it because it's the next thing in your sitter, or you're not even looking in your sitter because you know it by heart, that's going to be a problem. Because the mitzvah is not saying the words. The mitzvah is acknowledging the existence of God. And you can't acknowledge the existence of God without literally acknowledging the existence of God. So look now at the next sif in Shulchan Aruch. Here he says as follows. Wait,
Eli, I apologize, but the sitter is a modern thing. Looking into the sitter...
Stop with the fancy stuff, Henry. What does that mean? Kriya Shema is Kriya Shema.
Right, but the Kriya Shema existed before they printed books.
Yes, it's part of the five books of Moses. I'm aware. Therefore?
So therefore, looking into the sitter is not related to Kavana.
In other words, it's always a matter of thinking.
Looking into sitter is not Kavana?
It's an action.
What I'm saying is...
It's a thought you're talking about. It's always been a thought. It always has to do with the deliberate thinking.
Uh-oh. Okay. Can people hear me?
Yes.
Okay, good. So let's look at Sif Hei. Watch this. Says the Mechaber, HaKore Shema V'lo Kivin Libo B'Pasuk Rishon Shehu Shema Yisrael Lo Yatsa Yidei Chovato. Okay, no wiggle room. The first six words of Shema, without kavana, you're not yotze. Vashar, as to the rest of Shema, im lo kivein libo afilu hayak korei ba'torah o magia parshiot o'ele ba'onat kriyat Shema yatsa v'ushiyechavein libo b'pasuk rishon. Okay, you could be yotze Shema without kavana, so long as you had kavana for the first pasuk. And the Mishnah Brura on the spot says, right where my cursor is, Kavana zo ha'amura kan, einenu ha'kavana ha'amura b'si'if dalet. This is different than the machlokus we saw in the previous si'if in Shulchan Aruch. Deshamu ha'kavana latzeit yidei chovat mitzvah zo b'inan l'chol ha'parshiyot. No, he says, the kavana we were talking about before is, I am aware of the fact that I'm doing a mitzvah. Says the Mishnah Brura, that's what you need for all of Shema. Ma she'ein ken kavana zo, the special kavana that the Mechaber is speaking about in Se'if Hei for the first pasuk of Shema, hu lehit bonein, to think, v'lasuma libo, and to concentrate or to assimilate, ma shehu omer, u lekachu leikuva rak bepasuk rishon. He says the first pasuk of Shema is not just the mitzvah of Shema. It's another mitzvah of Kabbalas Ol Malchut Shamayim, of Yichud Hashem. Without special kavana, you're not yotze. V'yesh omrim she'afilu kavana latzei hu li'ikuvo rak v'pasuk rishon. And some people think, no, you just need kavana latzei. Let me explain. Let me use another example, which I think is an obvious one. Okay? The mitzvah of Sfira Saomer is to count, to know what night we are up to in the Omer. What if you say the bracha and you say, you know, Hayom Shmona Yamim Shehem Shavo Achad V'Yom Achad LaOmer, but you don't speak Hebrew. You have no idea that Shmona means eight. If I ask you after you counted Sfira Saomer, I say, what night is it? You go, I have no idea. There's no way you're Yotze the mitzvah. Why? Because mitzvah's trichos kavana? No, because the mitzvah is to know what night you're up to. Similarly, when you say Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, the mitzvah is to acknowledge that God exists and that we're obligated to him and a whole bunch of other things. And without that, you simply didn't do the mitzvah. And therefore, the halacha is clear. If you wake up in the middle of Vahaya im Shamoa, you're in trouble. You have to say Shema again. That's halacha l'maisa. Now, the good news is, again, there's no suffek brachos or anything like that. So when you finish davening, depending on when you wake up, and this happens to all of us, but when you finish davening, you know, you have to repeat. That's black and white halacha, which is why it matters so much to have some kind of, like, I don't know what they call it, some kind of key that reminds you to concentrate, which is why, you know, when you finish Ahavat Olam, when you make the bracha, probably you want to put your hand over your eyes and then wait a second, right? Because if you don't do it right away, if you wait a second, you remind yourself, I'm about to do a mitzvah d'oraisa. That mitzvah d'oraisa is to acknowledge God. And then six words, not that hard, right? Shema Yisrael, everybody listen to me, Hashem Elokeinu, God is our God, God, Hashem Echad, God is unique. Two things just happened. One, you were yotzei a mitzvah d'oraisa l'chol hadeos, l'chadchila. Second, what the chinuch wants you to have done just happened. You just reminded yourself of the fact that there's a God. You just reminded yourself of the fact that you live in God's presence. Therefore, you're much more likely to have a day full of, you know, of observance of God's mitzvos and Torah study and things like that. Okay? So that's the discussion of mitzvos trichos kavana. And the answer is, even if we paskin mitzvos einon trichos kavana, which practically speaking, since most of our mitzvah actions are done in the context of an obligation that the Torah places upon us, you know, we're almost always going to have a minimal level of kavana. But sometimes you get to a point where there's a requirement for a greater level of kavana. There are other examples like this, simcha and yom tov, avelus. You're not yotzei the mitzvah avelus by sitting on the floor. You yotzei the mitzvah avelus if by sitting on the floor you're sad. It's a mitzvah shebelev, right? You're not yotzei the mitzvah of simcha and yom tov by eating steak and drinking wine. You're yotzei the mitzvah if by eating steak and drinking wine, it brings a certain joy to you. There are mitzvahs that are defined by our feeling and our awareness, and those need some form of kavana. Okay. Now, what's the problem with the chinuch's approach to Kriya Shema? The chinuch said the mitzvah of Kriya Shema is Kabbalat Ol Malchut Shamayim Yichud Hashem. The problem in the Rambam is, look at source number 9, he has that as mitzvah number 2. In the Rambam, mitzvah number 1 is belief in God. Mitzvah number 2, source number 9, Vahamitzvah Hashnia, He had Sivui Shetzivanu Be'emunat HaYichud. We are commanded to believe in Yichud, in the uniqueness or the oneness of God. The first cause, V'sibato HaRishona, Echad. There's only one prime mover, there's only one first cause in the world. What's fascinating about this mitzvah is, what's the source? Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. So it'd be problematic in the Rambam to have mitzvah number 2 be Yichud Hashem, and to have mitzvah number 10 be Kriyat Shema, which is also Yichud Hashem. So how do we get out of it? So here we come back to something that the Minchas Chinuch said earlier. The Shagas Aryeh in the first Simon talks about this. And that's this idea that the mitzvah of Kriya Shema is saying something every morning and every night. What does that mean? So look back at source number three. Remember, the first shita there is Rabbi Yehuda, who said, Kriyashma's Drabanan, asks the Gemara, "Aye, then what does uvishach b'chal v'kumecha mean? Isn't that a pasuk that says you have to say Shema? How could Kriyashma be Drabanan?" Amale Abaye, hahu b'divrei Torah k'siv. Abaye says, no, the pasuk of v'shach b'chal v'kumecha is talking about Talmud Torah. That there's a mitzvah to learn Torah morning and night. What does that mean? So now let's look at another Gemara. It's famous for a lot of reasons. Most people have come across it. Look at source number 10. The Gemara says, "Amar Avami, midvar shov Yosi nilmod afilu lo shana ha'adam al perek echad shachris uperek echad arvis kiye mitzvat lo yamush sefer haTorah zeh mipicha." If you just learned a little bit in the morning, a little bit at night, your yotzei the mitzvah, which sounds like you have to learn 24/7. Lo yamush sefer haTorah zeh mipicha, right? You can't, the Torah should not move from your mouth. Vahagita bo yamam v'layla. You should learn it day and night. Amar Rav Yochanan mishum Rav Shimon ben Yochai. Watch this. Afilu lo kara adam ela kriyat shma shachris va'arvis. Even if all you did was say Shema in the morning and say Shema at night, kiyem lo yamush. You were yotzei this mitzvah. It's as if you learned all day long. And now we have a philosophic discussion in the Gemara, which we don't have time to discuss. V'davar zeh asur la omron b'fnei amei ha'aretz. Don't tell this to unlearned people, because then they won't learn. They'll just say Shema morning and night. V'rava amar, no. Mitzvah la omra b'fnei amaretz. You should tell them. Okay, so that's kind of an educational machlokes about whether you should let people know that there are lower standards. Maybe that will help them reach for the higher standard. Or if you tell them there's a lower standard, they'll never aspire to the higher standard. But either way, what you see here in the Gemara is that Kriya Shema is really a mitzvah of Talmud Torah. Saying Shema morning at night is a kiyum of Talmud Torah. And here we get to the second possibility in terms of what the essence is of the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. And this will help us in the Rambam in a number of ways. It seems like, and again, a bunch of achronim say this, what the Torah wants us to do, b'shach b'cha uvikumecha, is to learn Torah. Okay, we've accepted that the Torah we should learn should be the three parashos of Kriya Shema, because they touch on foundations of our faith. But they didn't have to be, because it's a unique form of Talmud Torah that we're each obligated to do morning and night. But it didn't have to be Kriya Shema. It's not really the mitzvah of Yichud Hashem. It's not really the mitzvah of Kabbalas O Malchus Shemaim. God wants us to wake up in the morning and learn. And God wants us to go to sleep at night and learn. How does this help us? First of all, it distinguishes the mitzvah of Kriya Shema from the mitzvah of Yichud Hashem / Kabbalat Ol Malchut Shamayim. That's why the Rambam has them as two separate mitzvahs. But it also helps the Rambam in another way. Look at source number 11. This is something I mentioned at the beginning. The Ramban says, Ushnei Timidim, bringing the Korban Tamid morning and night, Ukitoret Boker V'erev, V'kriyat Shema nimnim shtayim shtayim. They're each two separate mitzvos in the Taryag mitzvos. Shehein mitzvot einan ma'akvot zo et zeh. First of all, says the Ramban, what are the rules? The rules are, if one thing is ma'akev another, right? For example, how do I know that dal and minim on sukkos is all one mitzvah? Maybe there's a separate mitzvah of lulav and a separate mitzvah of Esrog and a separate mitzvah of Arava, and same for Hadassim? The answer is no, because if I'm missing Hadassim, I don't get the mitzvah of Dal and Minim. Therefore, it's only one mitzvah that has four component parts, as opposed to tefillin. You could put on your tefillin shel rosh without your tefillin shel yad, and vice versa. So they're counted as two separate mitzvahs. Second rule, can you do them at the same time? Says the Ramban, Uzmana shelazo, lo zmana shelazo. No, you cannot do Kriya Shema Shel Shachris at night, and you cannot do Kriya Shema Shel Arvis in the morning. Therefore, they're clearly two separate mitzvahs. It makes a lot of sense. Unless the following. And here we go back to the Rambam, and we'll wrap up. Here we go back to the Rambam, and the very first thing we saw, the Rambam says, the beginning of Hilchos Kriya Shema, source number 4, and I cleverly bolded it. Pa'amayim b'chol yom korin Kriya Shema ba'erev uvaboker. Did the Rambam cheat? Because he describes the mitzvah as doing it twice a day. So is that going to win the day? Is that going to beat the Ramban's argument that they should be two separate mitzvahs? The answer is yes. If what we're saying is true, the Rambam says there is a mitzvah to bookend our days with Talmud Torah. We get up in the morning, we learn. We go to sleep at night and we learn. That's one mitzvah. It's not that they're unrelated. It's not that they're separate mitzvahs. It's true. If you say Shema in the morning, you got a mitzvah, even if you don't say it at night. And if you say Shema at night, you got a mitzvah, even if you don't say it in the morning. But you didn't get the complete mitzvah. The complete mitzvah, says the Rambam, is to bookend your day so that my day starts with Talmud Torah and my day ends with Talmud Torah. And therefore, it's Vagisa bo yomam valayla. It's like I learned all day long. Now, again, you could argue that this isn't a good idea to spread because the Torah wants us to learn all day long, not just to be Yotze this way. But there's a very beautiful idea behind it, which is the Torah is giving us a shortcut for when we need it. The shortcut is start your day with Talmud Torah, not just any Talmud Torah, says the Rambam, but the Talmud Torah that includes Yichud Hashem, Avas Hashem, Schar Va'onesh, and a whole bunch of foundational principles of Judaism. Say that every morning. Say that every night. Have Kavana when you say it, and it will impact your day. That's the mitzvah of Kriya Shema. The uniqueness and our love of Kriya Shema is because it works. It works for us. When we say Shema in the morning, when we say Shema at night, it's a statement of who we are. It's a form of Talmud Torah, but it's a more special form of Talmud Torah. It's a unique form of Talmud Torah that connects us to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We all know from our own experience, nothing connects you to God more than Talmud Torah. And to be able to have a mitzvah, the Oraisa, every single day of Kriya Shema, is a shortcut for us. It allows us, I'll say it in my words, which might offend some, it allows us to feel frumer than we are. It allows us to feel closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu than maybe we deserve. And this Shita only works, right, if the mitzvah is all three parshios, or two parshios. For the chinuch, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, that's the whole mitzvah. Because the mitzvah is just Kabbalat Ol Malchut Shamayim. But for the Rambam, no, you need the whole thing. Because it's pretty embarrassing that your Talmud Torah consists of 6 words. At least try. At least add more things to it. And so for the Rambam, all 3 parshios are the mitzvah of Kriya Shema, because the mitzvah of Kriya Shema is to bookend your day with Shema in the morning and Shema at night, and have kavana for those 2 parshios, and have kavana to understand that God is above us and we acknowledge God. And therefore, our day will be different. And presumably, my guess is, that's how it became kind of an anthem, right? That's how it became the definition. What's a religious Jew? Religious Jew is a person who says Shema. Why? Because Shema is a statement. Shema is a statement of our connection to God. But unlike what people think, it's not a once in a while thing. Every once in a while, I say Shema. It only works if it's a twice a day. It only works if it's Pamayim B'chol Yom. If it bookends our relationship with our day every morning and every night. But if it does, it's unique. Okay, so what do we do really quickly? We talked about the machlokas, whether Kriya Shema is d'oraisa d'rabbanan. We were surprised to find out that it really is a machlokas. But in the end, we saw nobody really wants to accept the fact that it's d'rabbanan. It's d'rabbanan because what you say is up to you. But it's d'oraisa in that you have to say something in the morning and you have to say something at night. We talked for a while about Kavanah B'mitzvos, which is really, really important in terms of Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shamayim. Said a simple way, what are you going to do? If you don't know that you did it, if you don't know that you said it, you weren't Yotze. And you need to say Kriya Shema again. Maybe then you can be Somech on the Chinuch and just say that first line, the six words, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. I think we should try for more than that. But again, this is an example of something where if there's no Kavanah, there's no mitzvah. Then we saw one possibility, the unique sub Kriya Shema is Yichud Hashem. That's the Chinuch, to know that God is unique and that God rules the world. In the Rambam, it may be more of a kiyum of Talmud Torah than Yichud Hashem. In the end, that will explain how the Rambam counts it as only one mitzvah. There's a mitzvah to daven, and there's a mitzvah to acknowledge God every morning and every night, to bookend our days. Each of those bookends constitutes one mitzvah. Okay, tons more to say. We could spend months talking about Kriya Shema. I tried to pick out some key points. Hope it worked. Shabbat shalom to everybody.
Shabbat shalom. Thank you.
Thank you.